latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
It's hard to look at a list of current Christian hits without noticing a trend. A featured artist is one who makes a guest appearance on another artist's record to create a collaboration. But what's the difference between a duet and a song with a featured artist? In most cases, none. In duets, the collaborating artists typically contribute approximately the same amount to the track. For example, a common duet scenario would have one artist sing the first verse, the other artist sings the second verse, and both artists sing the choruses. Songs that divide vocals in this way list one of the artists as the primary artist, while the other one is considered a featured artist. Artists joining forces is not a new phenomenon. In the 70s, one of the top duets was Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, who burned up the airwaves with You're the One That I Want. Another one was Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand's No More Tears, Enough is Enough. The 80s saw Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton's version of Islands in the Stream rise to the top of the charts. While duets and featured vocalists had been successful throughout the decades, they took on a new level of popularity with the advent of hip-hop music. In many hip-hop songs, a featured vocalist sings the choruses, while a rap artist provides the verses. A great example is Run-DMC's collaboration with Aerosmith on Walk This Way. The widespread popularity of featured artists and duets is evident in the list of 2023 Christian and gospel acts that were either nominated for or won a Grammy. For example, the winner of Best Gospel Performance and Best Contemporary Christian Performance went to Maverick City Music featuring Kirk Franklin. In addition to the creative rewards that result when artists from different genres collaborate, these tunes benefit from airplay in multiple radio formats, exposing the artists to more potential fans. Take, for example, for King & Country's collaboration with Jordan Sparks on Love Me Like I Am. This version of the tune takes for King & Country from what's musically called contemporary Christian music to gospel music. And Zach Williams pairing with Dolly Parton, along with Chris Tomlin performances with Thomas Rhett, Florida Georgia Line and Lady A, have taken their music to country audiences. This week, Blanca recruited Torrin Wells for a fresh version of the song Something Better. This takes the Latin songstress into the broader contemporary Christian music community. Stephen Curtis Chapman teams up with American country singer Mitchell Tenpenny for a new version of Chapman's Don't Lose Heart. This has mutual benefit, with Mitchell garnering a Christian audience and Stephen winning over the country crowd with a song that's already been a winner in Christian circles. And Britain's Martin Smith, formerly of Delirious, has released a unique version of his song Holy with American Carrie Job. While this helps reintroduce Martin to Carrie's massive audience for her upcoming US tour, it has benefits for her, broadening her fan base in the UK. So I guess that it's true to say, two artists are better than one. I'm Cam with the TCM update.